लगे नहीं रहा फोन, इतना उत्सुकता से फोन लगाया।
Thank you for calling PEHP. Para el español, oprima el número uno.
To confirm you are not a robot, press 86. If you are a member, press 1. If you are a provider, press 2.
Please enter your social security number or PEHP member ID number, excluding any letters, followed by the pound sign.
No digit has been selected.
Please enter your social security number or PEHP member ID number, excluding any letters, followed by the pound sign.
The digit selected was invalid. Please try again.
We no longer give providers in Utah information over the phone that's available online. Claim status, member eligibility, fees, card selections, and other will only be available online. Go to www.pehp.org and click providers to log into your personalized account. Or go to www.uhin.org. If you are a provider located outside of Utah or need information not listed, please stay on the line.
Please listen carefully as our options have changed. For questions about medications, including pre-authorization requirements, press 1. For all other questions, press 2. For questions about ID cards, provider portal, or password assistance, press 1. For claims, press 2. For benefits and eligibility, press 3. For medical
For medical claims, press 1. For dental claims, press 2.
For questions on if a claim has been received or for information on a pending claim, log into your PEHP provider portal.
If your claim has pended for more than 40 days, press 1. If you are calling for clarification on how PEHP processed a claim, press 2. For questions on an appeal, press 3. To return...
Yeah, my name is Sam, last name first initial P as a Paul. I would like to have the general claim status for my patient. Yeah, my NPI is 143-733-0974. Sure, it is 370 E 9th AV Street 106 Salt Lake City, Utah 84103-3182.
What is the member ID?
Sure. It is 1741 3 consecutive 0 813-658. And may I have your first name one more time?
My name is Bryce. We do not give general claim status. So start with a 1740 to in-state providers. There, no arguing. We do not give general claim status to in-state providers. So member IDs start with a 1741.
Yeah, your first name is spell it out as Bryce, right? B R.
B R Y C E.
B R Y C E, and last name first initial Bryce.
W as in whiskey?
Yeah. So, Bryce, actually our provider is not listed on the portal, so that's why I would like to have a general claim status for our provider.
You are in state, but you are in state.
Yeah, but our provider is not listed on the portal, so I am not able to pull up the information for this patient.
No, that's okay. I'm going to tell you one more time. You are in state, Your provider is in network. We do not provide in network status or provide claim status for providers that are in the state of Utah with member IDs that start with 1741.
Yeah, Bryce, but this is the NPI. Yeah.
We're not going to give you the claim status. Like, it's not. We don't do it. We're not going to go against our policy. Your provider, the provider is in the state of Utah. They are in the portal on our system, so we will not provide that claim status. They can log into their portal to gain access to that claim.
Yeah, we have the provider access portal, but we have the facility. Under our facilities, there are so many providers working, right? So for 2 to 3 providers, they are new, so they are not listed in on the portal, so we are not able to check the claim status for that provider.
They are listed on the portal. They are in our portal.
I am not able to check. Can you please check?
Okay, I'm not going to tell you again. They're in our portal, so that means they're required to have access to the online portal. If they don't have access, they need to gain access. We are not going to go against our procedures just because you keep telling me that they don't have portal access. They
okay.
need to get portal access to get claim information.
Yeah, just one more only. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for your help and time. Have a good day. Bye for now.